Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Governmental Accounting Standards Board is releasing two statements this month concerning the subjects of state and local government financial reporting for unfunded liabilities for some pension plans and for employee retirement, health care, and other benefits. These will supplement financial reporting requirements for other pension plans just now taking effect. These are not sudden developments. The statements being released this month are the culmination of 4 years of consideration. To comply with these statements, state and local governments will have to do far more financial disclosure about these past unfunded liabilities and financial statements for years ending in mid-2017 and later. The Lansing City government owes more than $600 million for past employee services. Lansing Mayor Bonero deserves credit for appointing a financial health team to identify the extent of unfunded liabilities and propose options to minimize liabilities and to be able to fund them. This committee issued their report more than a year ago. I think they did a generally thorough and honest analysis that came up with options that would avoid forcing the city of Lansing into bankruptcy. One funding source not in the report would be to sell the city-owned Board of Water and Light. If this sale is not pursued, the remaining options all involve breaking promises to existing and retired city employees, as do the amount of their future retirement benefits. For example, the financial health team listed major reductions or complete elimination of retiree health care benefits. This accounts for more than two-thirds of the unfunded liabilities. This could be implemented by a policy change rather than contract modification for most employees. Earlier this year, Mayor Bonero stated he was waiting for the committee to make new recommendations. That isn't a solution. That is stalling. Mayor Bonero, every day you delay action adds almost $100,000 to the city's unfunded liabilities, which will ultimately burden taxpayers. It is time for you to listen to John Brown, the current chair of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, and to David Hollister, the former Lansing mayor who chaired the financial health team. Work with the city council to make decisions and take actions on this massive problem, and do it now. That's it for this time. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.